Gonna say just for our okay. archive, this is Forrest Solis interviewing for Creative Push on December 15th, 2016 at 2 p.m. Can you tell us your name and your age?
My name is Jamie Peralta and my age is 40.
Awesome. So tell us about your first pregnancy. Were you
I was only 19. I wasn't expecting it. It happened. I didn't know that he was with another girl because I was living in San Ysidro with my mom, and I moved back to the house. We have another house on the bottom, so but my brother stays there. And it happened, and you know, I was scared to tell my mom, but you know, I had to tell her.
Can we put the towel under his thing?
See, he likes making that noise.
He likes making messes too. So anyway, she told me keep it. You know, we're not one to abort. We don't believe in that. So we're Catholic. So I kept him, and he's 21 now. He graduated high school. It was just like hard being here with his father, because he was like in and out, back and forth, like with her and me, and it was hard. But I have family, you know, my family was there, supportive.
So you grew up on this reservation?
Yeah.
How many siblings do you have,
brothers and sisters? I just have one. I have one with my mother. He does. I have one with my mom, and then I have two half brothers, a half sister, but those are with my dad, and they're full Spanish. They live in Albuquerque and Los Lunas. I rarely get to see them. Get down, people. It's not funny. So anyway, so I grew up here. Everything was good. There's a lot of cultural stuff that goes on here. We're limited to the things we can say, like I said. My family, my aunts, they graduated at big colleges. One was a pathologist. She's gone, so she's a speech pathologist. And then my other aunt, she's a social worker. So I had, you know, good backup, and because his family was trying to take me to court for, you know, it was just a lot of BS. But we've grown up now, and I still keep in contact with the dad. Well, he lives here too, and then I've had two kids with him. The oldest, the 21, and then the 18-year-old. He's a senior now in school, so.
So were there any, you know, traditions around birth that you guys had growing up, or what was the practice of birth on this reservation? Did you guys have it at home, or?
There's a lot of things that they say that you can and cannot do while being pregnant. Like, you can't watch scary movies because of the fact that you never know how your baby, you know, will come out looking or something like that. And then, like, there's a lot of things, like, they say you can't use scissors or sew because you might sew his eyes shut, or there's a lot of things that they say. What else? There's just a lot of tradition and stuff that go on with it. But I'm like, while I was pregnant, I was going on my Spanish side. Like, I'm not even gonna think about. I gotta cut stuff. I gotta sew stuff. You know, like that's the least thing on my mind. You know, like that happening to him. So it kind of goes both ways for me, though. You know, I'm just strictly not traditional-wise. You know, like I said, I was living in Albuquerque, but it didn't work out. So that's a good thing. You know, we have somewhere to come home to. That's the good thing about it. And living on the reservation, we have family. We have a lot of family. Like it doesn't just go like from mom to dad to kids. It goes to aunts to uncles to cousins to grandmas to grandpas, and that's the extent of it here. I mean, we have like 3-4 family houses. Like, that's how it just goes. But with my boys, it was kind of hard. I wasn't with their dad. Being a male here, they have a lot to learn and do with all the traditional things that go on. With me being a female, there's a big role that females play here too. Big roles. And in some families, like with my family, they rarely spoke the language. So I wasn't fortunate to pick it up or speak it. Some of it I understand, some of it I don't. But my kids, their dad's family, like, is really into their native, their roots. So they know pretty much a lot of stuff. Oh, and I'm still going. I'm done after this one. I'm so done. It's up to my boys to have girls now. See, he's terrible.
He just wants to be the center.
He does. And then it's been like about 2 months. We're going on 2 months since we left his dad in Albuquerque. He is Navajo. He met up with his old friends and he started going back down that wrong path. And I just couldn't see myself going down that path with him. So I said, we gotta go. I'm taking my son home and we're leaving. And, you know, take care. And we came home.
That's so brave and strong of you. And you have a support network here.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like that. It's just some people are just bad. Like, with, especially on the reservations, wherever you go, somebody's going to say something about the way people treat other people. You know, like, especially if you're, like, not full-blooded, if you're half-breed. Yeah, they have a big thing about that. And but then there's just some people that will share what they know just so you know, and you won't literally look stupid when you're, you know, you're trying to help out and stuff. But there's a lot of tradition that goes on here that we can't speak about. And there's only one way in, one way out. So if something goes on, then, you know what I mean? It's just... it's hard, but there's somewhere to go. I mean, it's peaceful. It's very peaceful. Get away from the city and stuff. But yeah, so.
So, did you have all of your births in the hospital? Were they in Albuquerque?
I love this. I've had them in Albuquerque. Yeah. Yeah, all four of them.
Were you by yourself?
My mom, the first two. And then their dad, the other two. So
was that helpful having your mother there?
It was helpful, but she's like, she needed more attention than me. She just was like, she wasn't having it. Well, she was okay with it. It's just she was like trying to calm me down, and it started getting her because she had an aneurysm. So she's like not her same self anymore, so she like freaks out. And so the first two was like pretty much her giving birth, because she was like passing out, and I'm like, mom, it was bad. But it was nice having my mom there. So the these last two, their dad was there. So
did you have a plan of like if you wanted drugs or if you wanted to?
Oh, my first three I had them natural. I didn't want to have to have them go through that, you know, like with the epidural and stuff. But I could not take it with this one. Oh my God, I had to have an epidural.
He has a big head.
I had to have an epidural with him. I couldn't take the pain. Firstly, I took the pain, but this one I had to. Get the epidural done. So,
how did you cope with the pain before?
Just breathing, and just knowing that it's only gonna happen for a little much longer. I'm not doing this no more, type of thing in my head. I did it three more times, but yeah, it was the pain was really bad. My first one, I had him on my knees and my hands, so it was easier for me to push like that
in the hospital.
Yes.
On the bed?
Yeah. Well, they kind of, like, put the bed down for me to have him, so, yeah.
That's great.
I had him on my hands and my knees, so.
Did you nurse or formula?
I tried on all three. They just wouldn't. They just wouldn't take to it. Don't want latch, and it was not maybe the latching, but I needed to get back to work also too. So, and it's kind of hard pumping and doing all that. I just was like, I'm just gonna use a bottle. It's just as good as, you know, breast milk, just depending on what kind of formula I use. But and then we have the WIC program with the tribes, so. They would give us like maybe 13 to 17 cans of milk on a little voucher. So, you know, being native, it does I guess help out, you know, with some of the programs that we have. Other than that, we just.
But you felt some prejudice because of the Spanish?
Yeah. Part. Well, they're finally getting, you know, because my boys are well known here, and some people, like, they still, you know, shy away. But I'll still say hi. I'm like, oh, whether you want to like me or not, you know, I'll still say hi and smile. But, you know, that's not my fault who I am and who my parents are. And, you know, I'm back here, and I try to, you know, do what I can, and... You know, that's just my mentality here. Like, I don't bother you. You don't bother me. Oh
God, man, you have your hands full.
I know, and then I'm like, I've been trying to get this house clean because we're gonna be here for Christmas, and everybody comes in and they're like, "You're still right there at that point," and I'm like, "Dude, like, you gotta come see how he is during the day. Like, nobody knows. Like, I gotta put a video camera there." To literally show them what my day is with him, because I'm serious. I had a bag of laundry the other day, because I'll put them in bags until I can get to fold them. And he had a cup of Kool-Aid, so I had to get him lids. He literally poured the whole cup in the laundry bag, and he sat on it, jumped his high, I had to do that whole laundry again. And when he has juice, he'll jump on the bed, and I'll go all over. He had a cup of milk the other day, and he spilled it on his head because he thought it was water. He just, like that,
he's trouble.
Yeah, he is. And then he had Funyuns the other day, and he was throwing them like little Frisbees, and then he'll go step on them to smash them.
He thinks it's funny.
Yeah, he does.
Irritate you.
And he knows he's getting to me, you know. I'm not one to really spank my boys. I never done that, because I think the more you spank them, the more naughtier they get. And the more you yell at them, the more worse they'll get. So I try to talk to him good, or I'll just go ahead, do it. I'll wait till you take a nap, clean up. So I clean up, and then he wakes up, and it happens all over again. But that's just where I'm at now.
Are you working now?
I'm trying to get him into childcare. There's like a waiting list here because of lack of employees and stuff. So I need to get back to work. I mean, I rarely get out. My mom, she lives in San Isidro. Like I said, she's had an aneurysm, so... And then my stepdad, he's Spanish also. They found out he's got two forms of cancer. So she's dealing with that. I got to help her out with, you know, both of them. And my work's just never done. But when we need to get out and go get groceries or something, she, you know, she comes and she stops by and she takes us. Other than that, we're just here.
So, do you have kids that have kids? Are you grandma?
Yeah.
Tell me, were you at their births?
I was at their birth, but she had a C-section, so we couldn't go in. We were in the waiting room. He was born July 1st. My oldest is 21. He went to Job Corps for welding, so I'm glad he's... Because there's a lot of kids here that don't... extend their school, you know, they just want to be around here, be bums and hang out and do stuff. But I try to instill in my boys, you know, I think I did a good job being a single mother with my boys. He finished at Job Corps in Albuquerque for welding, you know, he's got a good job now. He's back and forth with his girlfriend too, so she comes and she goes. And but my grandson usually comes and stays here, but him and his mom don't really like staying here because he'll be up crying at night. Like, oh my God. Well, we're both kind of trying to get off of our sickness. We had the flu and stuff. But he just... See, the way he sounds, we were both sick.
Actually, the other young kids were sick, too, at the last place. You know, it's just that stuff comes around. It's a tough season.
Yeah. Yeah, she's my cousin. Julian's girlfriend, Bianca. She wasn't there?
No.
She's probably at work. She's my cousin. She's my second cousin. Her mom and my mom, their dads are brothers. So those are like my nieces. They're Julian's nieces. Julian's kids are my nieces. And then TJ, his girlfriend just had her baby. That was kind of like unexpected too, because she's like not the type to. It may happen, you know.
Do you have any other questions? I was just gonna ask if there's anyone else in the neighborhood that you think would be good for us to knock on their door.
Who's nice enough to open the door?
And sometimes, you know what, even if they're not. Normally amenable, yeah. We can sometimes convince them that, yeah. You know,
what?
With any luck.
Let me see. Like, what? I'm trying to see who's at home with their kids, too. You can go up to the Mesa on that side. Like, when you get to the bridge, the end of the bridge, you'll just take a right, and then, there's a bunch of houses up there.
Midwives? Is it recording? Mm-hmm. Okay. That they had midwives in there? So had you considered a midwife or a home birth, anything like that at the same time?
I've never heard of anybody doing that here in a long time, though. You know what I mean? Like, even if she had her line of midwives and stuff, see her son's daughter, or daughter-in-law, Bianca, my cousin, I don't know why she didn't go with her, you know what I mean? Like, because I know she had her babies out in the hospital, but then again, her daughters were premature, so she needed that care, so, and she had them preterm, I don't really know.
That's not part of the culture anymore?
No, I don't think so, but because, you would think that it would be, but there's I guess not too many midwives that are really like young that will really go around and like go see the people that are expecting. But I haven't heard that in a long while. It's been a long while them doing that.
All right. Okay, that's the last question I wanted to ask. We hit stop.